Good evening. So, before we adjourned for last week, we talked about why a non-Jew, if Shabbos is so amazing, so fantastic, in general, non-Jews are allowed to do mitzvahs, and sometimes certain mitzvahs, even it's a big plus for them to do as well. And even for the other types of mitzvahs, they get some reward. Here, by Shabbos and Torah, which is a separate thing, separate discussion, should a non-Jew fully keep Shabbos, they would be liable for Chayav Nisah, which is surprising. Actually, and again, as I mentioned, I've had this chos, had the opportunity multiple times to be involved in geiris, halachically good geiris, good conversion, and so we know that somebody who's in the process of conversion, they can't keep a full Shabbos. They have to break Shabbos at one point doing something. And so even then, it's only with their first full Shabbos, as a Jew, they'll keep a full Shabbos. So the question is, why would it not be a wonderful thing for a non-Jew as well to keep Shabbos? If all of the things we've been discussing, wouldn't it make sense for them as well? So last time we discussed that it's not the focus of non-Jews. In fact, even when they have a Sunday or a Friday, whatever religion may be, as a day of service, they're still in this world. By a Jew, we who follow Chiddush HaOlam, we who follow this concept that Hashem totally created the world from nothing, we can make disconnected, unplugged, from the world, from work, from business. Everything we do on Shabbos is connected to Shabbos, from things we touch, the foods we eat, to how we cook the foods, etc. Okay, so, but another idea on this point, achar kol be'urin ba'aretz to le'el, and after all the explanation, which we already elaborated a couple of weeks ago about a dayin, lo yatzanu, we still don't know Yidei Chovas Bir, sufficiently, why is it that Shabbos is only given to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people, and not to the Gentiles of the world? She'ein hachinami, it's true. She'hagoyim ein ha'masigim amit ha'soich ha'shon. The Gentiles, they don't have this full concept of it. Literally, Hashem created every bit of this world and continues to create it. And therefore, their day of rest, which they got from us, that concept, is not a full day of rest, and therefore they can't keep a full Shabbos. Aval sof kol sof, ha'emes yikach, but bottom line is, it's the truth. And therefore, if the truth is around the world that Hashem did create in the world and sustains the world, so what's wrong? Should a Gentile, and again, I just mentioned before we started the shir, an amazing Shabbos in San Jose, the Shabbos, my first Shabbos there, this is when I was in my problem. Almost 18 years ago. So I was giving, this is an amazing thing, I'm giving the shir, and it was after davening, I spoke before Musaf, and I gave a shir, like I used to do, after davening, after Kiddush, in the shul, and all of a sudden, I guess for whatever reason, it was the shul was in between Rabbanim, the lights went off, because they didn't have a shir usually, after Kiddush, in the shul, and a lady gets up, in the middle of my shir, the lights get dark, and turns on the light. I'm like, whoa, I mean, I knew it was coming to check out the community, but mamish, to turn on the light in front of the entire shul, right? I couldn't believe it. You know, I didn't say anything first, and it was like a split second, and then somebody says, like, I think maybe Dirac or something. No, Rabbi, don't worry, she's not yet fully converted. It was Emma Turlow. Emma Turlow went and turned on the light. Now she's Baruch Hashem with a new name and halakhically Jewish, and she can never do such a thing. And she knew halacha very well than Emma Turlow, and she believed in Hashem, and she wanted to convert. And she, trust me, she was going to my wife's shir on halacha. She knew halacha better than a lot of people. but she couldn't keep a full Shabbos, and she went and turned on the light in the middle of the shir, because she at that point had not yet converted. But what, let's say she wanted to keep the full Shabbos. What would be the problem? Why not? Okay, they don't, the average Joe Schmo, the average John Smith, Mary Smith doesn't, you know, Maria Sanchez doesn't understand it. But what's wrong if somebody does? Why can't they do it? It's the truth. Why can't they keep Shabbos? We know that the whole world is created Hashem Yeshmiayim. The truth of that everything in the world is from Hashem, and that everything is created and controlled and ruled and by Hashem, is the reality. Whether ben who maven or masak, whether you're fully cognizant of that and aware of that, ben who goivet sarach shikavat sebe muna, whether it's just a data point that you do and you want to do it. Right, this is the truth. Let's say a Gentile wants to keep Rosh Hashanah. They're allowed to. Right? They're judged on Rosh Hashanah. The whole world, the Mishnah says, the whole world is judged on Rosh Hashanah. So what would be the problem if they want to keep Rosh Hashanah? They want to come here and show for they're allowed to, and they can pray. What's wrong with keeping Shabbos? It's the truth. And to further this question, Kvar Amru Chazal, the Talmud says, Now Sambatzion Yochiach al Shabbos. This metaphysical river, which we're not going to discuss right now, which is called a Sambatzion, which is a device that which on Shabbos blocks things by during the week. Excuse me, doesn't let you cross it because it, there, you know, some say the 10 tribes on the other side, other things. It keeps Shabbos, so to speak. Balas Oiv, people of Avodah who were buried, Rishayim, who were punished post death, and in Talmudic times, that you would be able to see the graves of this punishment. It would, so to speak, smoke. It wouldn't smoke on Shabbos. It means even by non-Jews or by other things, whether they were religious, whether they're cognizant, whether they're Jews, the world, the reality of Shabbos is there on a metaphysical level. We don't experience things today, because we're living in a very mundane, very, very physical world. So the more metaphysical doesn't manifest in such a world today. But the fact is that it's still there. That the essence, is, right, as I said way before, today we can see sound waves or radio waves, which were always there until very recently we weren't even cognizant of. Right, you can look under a microscope and see all kinds of things which were always there, but we were unaware of. And increasingly, there are more and more things in the world which we can now see or hear at different levels, which were always there. So we're not tuned in metaphysically right now. But if we would be, we would look in the weekday and we would see one thing, and on Shabbos it would change on the super on the spiritual world. It would change because everything keeps Shabbos. And the reason why all of the world, it would affect Jew and Gentile as a rule, is Shabbos is remembrance of my Sibarishis, which is a creation of the world. Therefore, it affects the entire world equally. It's not Torah, which is unique to the Jewish people. Shabbos is in remembrance of the creation of the world. Therefore, it just strengthens these questions. What's wrong if Mary or Maria, John or Julio or Muhammad wants to keep Shabbos? What is wrong with it? In fact, it's a remembrance of creation itself, which is for the whole world. Amnam, however, it's mevuor b'aseres hadibros. If you look at the Ten Commandments itself, there are shtei sibos haShabbos. There are two rationales for Shabbos. Behevdel ben luchos v'shenes v'chashias. If you look at the language of the first time we had the Ten Commandments in Shemais versus in Devarim, later on we had the second by the Lucas Shnius, whenever he says it over, by the second time we had the Ten Commandments. The Lucas or Rishonis, so the first time the language was, again, the same, it starts to difference, but they're teaching different Nakudas. Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem. As Hashemayim v'Asaretz, in 6 days Hashem created the heavens and the earth. Al kein berech Hashem es yom haShabbos v'kadsheo. Therefore, we bless the Shabbos and we sanctify it. But on the luchos ha Shnius, on the second time in Devarim, when it talks about getting the Aseres HaDibros, getting the Ten Commandments in the midst of number of keeping Shabbos, so it says, what does it say over there? It doesn't say about creation of the world. V'zacharta ki eved ha'isa be'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember, you were slaves in the land of Egypt. Al kein, therefore, anoichi mitzavech la'asos davarzeh. I've commanded you to do this mitzvah. Sheshnei yanam yesh. Habracha v'hakedusha, blessing and holiness. Shem etzem ma'os haShabbos. There is the bracha, the blessing and the holiness, sanctity, which is the essence of Shabbos. V'hatzivoy v'hamtana shel Shabbos. And the commandments and the pausing, stopping everything you're doing. It can be a $1 billion deal, literally $1 billion. Who makes $1 billion deals? You're a lawyer for a big company, you're doing acquisition for intent, it's Erev Shabbos and the clock is ticking and Shabbos comes, deal, sorry, if you have to walk, you walk. Right? Yeah, you're about to buy a house, Shabbos, can't do it. Stop the world. There's nothing that exists right now. So the mohos of Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos, the change, so to speak, is because of the creation of the world. It's a remembrance of my Sibaratius. And the truth is, for this part of the mitzvah of Shabbos, this aspect, which is noted in the first time that we got the Seres HaDibros, that's not unique to the Jewish people. And even therefore, the Rishayim, the wicked in Gehenna, Jew or Gentiles, everyone, whoever it is, the whole world, that if we look at a microscope, on a supernatural, metaphysical, spiritual level, it would look differently. In our telescope, we would see the world differently. I don't know, it's not a microscope or telescope today. You have to have the right, you know, glasses to see the spiritual world. One day, we'll be able to see it. Not yet, right? You look at a different world on Shabbos, and it will be irrelevant of who you are, where you are, what you're, whether you're Jewish, religious, the whole world will look different. Because that's gracious. Shagam, a Gentile, everyone's clothed by gracious. Aval hamtana shel Shabbos, to stop the world, this idea of we don't exist but for Shabbos, that we are the ambassadors of Chiddush HaOlam, to tell the world that Hashem, when he stopped by Shabbos, he taught that the world was all a creation and continues all to be God of creation, and every Shabbos we recognize that fact, that's only for the Jewish people who are slaves in Egypt. V'hatam, and the reason is, Ibn Shah Shabbos Nikris Bris. Shabbos is a covenant. Like a bris, like a bris for a baby. Kidachsiv La Saises HaShabbos L'Dayraisam. You should keep the Shabbos for all generations. Bris Oilam, an eternal covenant. Shah Ena Rak Sipor. It's not like we're sitting down story time. Okay, Kindlach, sit down, children. We're gonna tell you the story about how Hashem created the world. Chesh Olam, right? Lahavdil Elifaz, to say the complete opposite, these fairy tales that you actually learn in public schools, other places, about Greek mythology and all these things, all the Zeus's and gods, you could sit around, if you were being a Greek person, you would sit there and talk about what happened, like a historical thing, right? It's not, theirs is Narishkeit silliness, and we would tell a true story. We'd say, okay, we're talking about how Hashem created the entire world from the beginning, and every Shabbos we would say that. No, that's impartial. That's not the full story. That's true, and we can prove it, but that's not our point over here. The Elohi Kesher, no, it's a connection. Ubris, it's a covenant. Ava of love. Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbos for Hashem and those who watch and keep the Shabbos. We're not telling a history lesson. We're not telling the truth of it. It's what we're doing when we keep Shabbos is we are connecting in our covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship for from with Hashem. There is a, I say this, I've said this probably, you've heard me say this before. When you keep halacha, you keep Torah, it's not that we're just doing a legalistic system like some uninformed people think. We get this law and this law. No, it's all about the relationship with Hashem. The essence of Yiddishkeit, the essence of Torah is to have a connection, a kesher with Hashem. And the most important kesher, the biggest illustration of that, and the show of that love is to keep Shabbos. And we, the Jewish people of Mitzrayim, that's why Hashem said, you were in Mitzrayim, you went to get the Torah, you were the slaves, you're from Avitz Yaakov, you're the ones who have this connection. Right? You're married to me. You're the ones who have to keep Shabbos. Right? Somebody's, we'll get to it in a moment, somebody's not married, you don't belong there. This is a bris. This is a covenant. This is a marriage. V'heichan munach b'shabbos bris ava. And where is this bris ava, this covenant of love between us and Hashem that we recognize on Shabbos, which is gamken, also stems from the yisayid of chiddush ha'olam, from this idea that Hashem creates the world from constantly and from the giver from nothing. We already discussed about Shabbos, the Chol Torah, the Mikoach Kiddush Ha'olam, Muchach, the Amos Hamidish Komatzias, the Ritzene Sparach, the Barth Rekacha, that everything in this world, literally every proton strand to every universe 50 billion light years away, is only from Hashem. It's only from Hashem's creation, from Hashem's, so to speak, breath. Right? There's nothing, zero zilch in this world, not a proton strand that doesn't come from Hashem. There's no soup that somehow blew up and did a big bang. Nothing. There wasn't a thing in this world. Again, we're not getting into deep Kabbalistic things of Akudim and Akudim and Shviras Akin, all types of things which explain pre-world. But everything in the physical, mundane, and all the spiritual world comes from Hashem. V'nimsa po yoytzi mizeh lo rak ba'ilus v'shlitza ha'beris barach akol echad. And therefore, since everything Hashem, not only are we and everything in this world controlled by Hashem, right? I'm sorry. Just pausing for 1 second.